Previously on
the Weebcast.
What's up, fellas?
Straight up dick sucking.
Ultimate life form.
Ha! Pathetic. You're not even good enough to be my fake.
Make it mean.
Union.
Kill yourself, you fucking faggots. Holy shit.
Okay, so guys, hi, hello. This is hello. The Weebcast hosted by Tone. I'm Tone.
Yeah, I'm a good boy.
No, I'm Tone.
Oh. Okay.
Fucker.
I don't think you want to be Tone.
Yeah. Maybe not. All right, yeah, guys. So we're talking about two series today. It's going to be a sort of versus, a sort of battle, competition, match. It's going to be a brawl of sorts. What's the fucking Nintendo game? Super Smash Brawl.
I fucking hate it so much.
Well, which is the one that you said is shit?
Well, I never said any of them were shit.
Well, which is the bad one that people say is always bad?
People hate Brawl.
Exactly, it's a brawl.
Yeah, it's sad.
And it's gonna be bad. Well, not really, because one of these shows that we're talking about today is actually good. Guess which one? So the two shows. Too.
Well, we have to go down the list here. What does Corbo consider good?
Fuck off.
And that starts off with obviously Kimono Friends.
Uh-huh.
Mm.
The deepest, philosophical.
We all know that Corbo loved the sequel.
Listen, you know, there's only so many shows out there that reach that level of high art that Kimono Friends does, and
right.
You know, it's just one of those things that. Oh yeah, you know what? I remember too. Did you want to discuss art communism in this episode?
I mean,
as well?
There's no stopping you, but
we'll do it at the end. We'll do it.
Yeah.
Well,
Corbo's a fucking ancestors. Corbo's a fucking commie.
I'll TLDR Corbo's idea.
No, just talking about.
Just public works. That's all it is. Yeah. It's just government funded public works.
Corbo wants Stalin.
No,
to
we
be
got
his
it. We
daddy.
Got no. Shut the fuck up. We got to do the meme here. All right. So, Kimono Friends too. Yeah.
It's not good. Well, let's talk about Kimono Friends, the original first. It's not our.
No, we already did though. We did a
show. Yeah, but
episode.
I just
wait. Isn't the bit that this show Kimi Karissa is just Kimono Friends too, isn't that?
Is that what we're going with here?
Well, okay. now you fucking threw out the bit time on the Weebcast. Bye everyone. Fuck you. Fuck you guys.
Okay, we're actually doing two series that are called Kimono Friends. One of them is Kimono Friends 2, and one of them is Kimono Friends Alternative Version.
Mm-hmm.
Which is Kimono KF2 is made by Tatsuki, of course. The man, the meme. Ultimate Version is made by the original creator of the Kimono Friends license, the one who first came up with the game, like many years ago, many moons ago. And the game never came out, but they made a show for it instead, which is Kimono Friends 1.
Mm-hmm.
So now we have I don't know if we should refilter all the drama that happened after the first.
Well, first off, Kimono Friends 1 was, you know, it was something. It wasn't great.
It was a masterpiece.
Best anime of all time.
It was okay.
Honestly.
It was an anime of the decade, really.
If you don't believe that, like, what are you trying to say about Serval Chan?
Yeah, are you saying that girls, like, with the added appendages of like tails and ears?
My whole thing about Kimono Friends is that I think.
Are you saying
good.
That's shit?
No, I think it was
saying,
good. I just don't see the point of having a second season. Like,
no,
I think
Tone's problem.
To be honest,
Tone's problem.
I'm not a big fan of sequels generally. I just unless something is really, really fucking good or needs a sequel to finish.
Here's the thing is so. Tatsuki, my main man.
These sequels usually suck.
Tatsuki, my main man, he was a director of Kimono Friends 1. Uh-huh. And he basically, people a lot of times said, okay, this is just a fluke. There's probably another reason why Kimono Friends 1 was so good in you know, comparison to what it was, which is just a fucking gacha game about animal friends, but the animal friends were cute girls. And people were just saying, oh, it's just a fluke.
How come they just make a billion dollars off of it? That's the real question. How do you not make a shit ton of money off of the Kimono Friends gacha game?
This is how you don't even produce it, and you just fail at releasing it, and that's how you don't make any money, because what happened.
Going back to Tone's point, though, about, you know, this weird dislike of Kimono Friends, I think he's of the opinion that, you know,
I don't dislike
he Kimono prefers Friends. He prefers like real monster girls, you know. He's TRVE.
Oh my god,
is the Kimono Friends girls, you know, like they're just wearing the costume of an animal. You know, his culture is not a costume.
you're literally the worst person.
This is gonna be the piss off tone episode, isn't
this
it?
This is gonna be a fun one. Yeah.
Did we even introduce ourselves?
I don't fucking fuck you.
Guys, I'm not actually Tone. I'm Corbo.
Yeah.
We're on this recording booth. I'm cute.
Yeah, he's cute.
And a gal.
Gal.
Now that was
we also old. Have Lord Frig Quad.
yeah, I don't remember that.
Convert to esoteric Frigslam today and leave some money in the Patreon link below the episode to fund my online gambling habit.
And then we have the host of the Weebcast, very prominent figure. Now we host Jim's
probably the
biggest,
is
on here.
Yeah,
now,
right? I was going to say he's kind of the biggest figure on the distant right now.
Yeah, me? I mean, yeah, dude.
Yeah.
Like,
unironically, this.
You have Not Funny, which is actually a very funny
probably
show.
One of the best shows.
Very funny. Yeah.
Then you also have Jim's Fatherland, which is basically
we got some heavy hitters, you know.
Yeah,
we
man.
Got some heavy hitters.
Oh, we just need the Godcast.
You got Bongo Bongo Book Club. I mean, we could probably get the Godcast if I ask Miles, but like,
you know, Tone's kind of more the man behind the curtain type of person, you know. He's not too big on produce the content. It's more like, you know, we
what the fuck are you talking about? What the fuck?
Oosh.
You fucking asshole.
It's more like ride on the coattails of private investigator.
Okay.
Fuck.
Okay. Yeah. Kimono Friends. I mean, Kimiri Kusa. You know, I actually don't know how to pronounce that name.
Kimira Kusa, apparently, I just looked it up. It was originally an OVA.
Yes. Not even an OVA, it was ONA. It was
what the fuck is that?
I just said it's an ONO. It's an original, I don't know what the fucking actual word for it is, but it's basically an online video that was published.
Yeah, that's what I thought. Okay.
Original animation, like, online. Hold on, let me just fucking...
Which, to be honest, judging by how fucking slow the show was, I think would kind of work better.
Kind of. The ONA doesn't really, you know, it doesn't actually finish. It's just a kind of like a pre-production sort of idea, mixing everything, mixing all the ideas together and coming up
bringing
with something.
Bringing back a show classic real quick.
Yeah, man, do it.
Oh, shit.
Oh!
So,
I was gonna crack my sip on the show, but fucking Corbo made me wait like fucking.
Dude, we had to wait for Frig too. What are you
minutes.
Talking about?
Yeah, that's it. That's it. Frig, tell him about how long
you
made. You
have to be a
master
race man like me and drink.
Yeah, basically
Puffy
what happened was I got
that you dilute with like a shit ton of creamer.
Yeah, what basically happened was I got in another VC, took my headphones off briefly, and then forgot about that.
Mm-hmm.
And then just amazing. Started browsing the internet. And so I was just
browsing.
In a voice chat with my headphones
one-handed
off.
Browsing.
Yeah.
It's almost like we started 50 minutes late because of a certain person. on the show.
I was playing Sekiro, bro. Come on. I gotta defeat those, ninjas.
Did you fuck that boy? I gotta be the Shinobi. I need to know.
No, shut the fuck up. Please don't call him that. you fucking pervert. God damn it.
Dude, don't worry about it. It's all good.
Alright, so kimono friends, real quick, let's actually continue this show. Fuck. Basically, Kimono Friends 1 was directed by Tatsuki. Tatsuki's a very important figure at this point, because after Kimono Friends 1 ended, and its success was very rivaled, there's a lot of drama like during its production even so, but Tatsuki was fired. And pretty much thrown off the show because he was taking too many creative freedoms for the corporate, bourgeoisie.
Yeah, it's kind of weird.
The corporate bourgeoisie, the fucking handlers at the top.
He was talking truth to power.
Yeah, man. It's like you make it sound like he was doing some shit like that. He literally made a show about like anime girls that do like cute things.
Yeah, I mean, like, there's actually experts from the script.
The way that he fought the system was that he made a show about cute girls in Miku Miku Dance.
Okay, first off,
he proved that Miku Miku Dance.
Proving once and for all that CG is the best anime.
No, let's be honest, fam. This is, like, sub Miku Miku Dance.
It's Miku Miku Dance just running on a machine that was built at the time that Miku Miku Dance came out.
that sounds about right. Fuck. Yeah, but there's
in the original 15 frames per second.
Oh no, yeah.
Yeah, so with that drama, there was even excerpts from excerpts. How do you say that? Excerpts?
We're in English, you fucking retard.
Shut the fuck up, don't. You have nowhere to talk. So there was parts of the script from early on in the show, which basically, like, the original guy who made this, like, wrote some fucking thing about the opening. After Tatsuki came up with, the idea for what the season was going to be about, like, what overall plot was. And Tatsuki went back and basically crossed off, like, half the page and rewrote everything on it. Suffice to say, there was a lot of tension. A lot of tension from very early on. And you remember too that in Japanese culture, like, that sort of shit is not like a guy who is like a person that doesn't have the experience technically, like going on in his own, and like even if he's put in charge of a project, even going on his own like that, and going kind of wild. Yeah, so a guy, even put in charge of a project like that, going wild as he did with the script and everything else, it's not proof of it, and they don't like it. They really don't like it. That's why they fired him when the season ended. It's a shame, but honestly, because of this drama, he kind of grew in popularity because of his underdog status. And basically what happened afterwards is, for some reason, they decided to continue a season 2 of Kimono Friends.
He's made a shit ton of money.
Yeah, it made a shit ton of money, but I mean, it blanked out. It was a complete disappointment. It actually gets really, really funny because Kimiri Kusa is a original project that was created, funded, and basically made by Tatsuki with his own company that he actually set up for Kimono Friends 1.
It's the same studio, yeah.
Yeah, it's the same studio that made Kimono Friends 1.
Same and awful animation.
Yeah, same 15 frames per second. I think even this one was honestly lower, to be honest.
Kimono Friends is licensed, so that's bad. Anyway,
yeah, so he made his own show, also starts with a K, and is very... has a lot of the same letters. I was honestly fucking confused when I first saw this because I legitimately thought, like, is Kimiri Kusa like another Kimono Friends thing? Because you literally have a girl with cat ears and I think even a tail kind of. And dude, I just like, I thought it was like a Kimono Friends thing that like the same people who are making KF2 were doing like a fucking OVA like side project. And I got really confused, but only later on, halfway through the season, that I realized that no, this was a project that Tatsuki was actually thinking of doing for a very long time. The original ONA, the original ONA hole was made in
2012.
And then
he went back to it later.
Yeah, and he went back to it later, and now he made an entire series out of it, changing a lot of aesthetics and other design choices. But really, that's really the only change that come up. Most of the plot and everything else is pretty similar to itself. And it's funny because they aired at the same exact time. Kimono Friends 2 and Kimura Kusa aired at the same time, and like they were pretty much having a fucking at each other's throats like competition.
Especially among
the fans.
Were they though?
No, dude, if you were around on any forum, anime forum of any sorts.
Well, that's like those are like American forums. Like I don't think.
No, there were Japan. No, no,
were
dude.
There? Okay.
Yeah, no, the Japanese were all over this shit.
Oh, really?
In fact, the thing is that in Japan, the Amazon, like, because the Blu-ray for Kimura Kusa, the BD went on sale on Japanese Amazon, and you could basically see every episode, like after five or six, it was pretty much Kimura Kusa, like entire series BD, top of the charts, like Kimono Friends 2, like 56 or like fucking 70 or 100 or something.
People were either like, it was one of two things. I think it was a mix of people didn't really give a shit and people were kind of pissed off about it.
Oh no, people were pissed off, and the Japs were too. In every A thread that I went on about either Kimura Kusa or Kimono Friends 2, it was pretty much the same thing. They were linking to Chan posts and other forum shit that was going on in the Japanese side of the world, and basically it was just rampant shit posting. It was obviously trolls that were saying, oh no, you guys are just fags. Kimono Friends 2 is way better than Kimono Friends 1. Like, mm-hmm. I love Kururu and she's so cute. And it was very gay, but most of the posts were just they're just disappointed. It was a shit show. Truth be it is that I watched all of it for both series.
Retard. So
I know I almost wish I didn't waste my time.
Before we go over Kimura Kusa, go over Kimono Friends, because like I
that's what I was saying. I wish I didn't waste my time watching that.
Yeah, I know, right?
A very, very boring show. So, I guess I should go over the plot kind of what happens. So instead of Kaban. We don't follow her around anymore. She's kind of like she's a side character of this entire series. We don't continue on from anything that happened in the first season. You know, she's not traveling the world, you know, finding out what the fuck happened to the rest of the of humanity in the, you know, apocalypse or whatnot. No, we follow this other bitch named Kururu, and she's named that. Because it's the sound her stomach makes when she's growling or like when she's hungry. I'm not even joking. Like Serval and this other cat, Caracol, come up to her and basically say like, "What's your name?" And her fucking stomach growls, and she says like, "I don't know." And then they just say, "Oh, you're Kururu," because I guess that's the sound a stomach makes when it's hungry. It's one of those like Japanese onomatopoeias.
That's off.
Yeah, it's really weird. I found like I know they were trying to do.
Like, I mean, I'm not gonna lie. Like Kaban is like a shitty name too. But like,
yeah, but it's the thing is, it's because
but it's like kind of rehashing it. It's like, yeah,
it's
another. So it's the same fucking thing.
Well, she's trying. They're trying to like make it so like Kaban isn't really human. And this chick is a real human, or some shit like that. I mean, I don't know. Like, Kaban, I guess, technically isn't human because she's, like, a clone. But this chick is supposedly, like, a real
Kaban.
Human.
Oh, I thought you said several.
Yeah, Kaban is an anthropomorphized bag. Her name is fucking Kaban Bag.
Yeah.
Bog-san. I can't imagine if they did a fucking, an English dub for this show.
Well, it would all be mulattoes anime girl voices, because it is licensed by Crunchyroll.
Oh.
I'm kind of surprised they didn't do one.
Man, can't we just get, like, though, if they're gonna do it anyway, like, can't we just have Kurosai voice all, like, male anime characters and dubs?
Who? Kurosai? No.
He's the anime nigga that puts, like, rap music over videos of Love Life. They're okay, fucking hilarious. They're like, they're my
that would
favorite
actually be
YouTube
funny
content.
Those are the best videos.
See, but the problem is, Frick, that would actually be entertaining.
Yeah, like,
you can't. It has to be very serious. It has to be a serious moment for these Mulatto women.
The forced casting that they use.
Yeah, you can't fucking.
It's meant to be a punishment. It's not.
It's also not incredibly racist to these beautiful Mulatto angels.
Right.
Yeah, so the series starts out almost identical to KF1, and it just goes downhill from there. It basically tries to retread the same sort of, like, so the story in this is that Kiraru is trying to find her house because she thinks it's somewhere around here because she's, like, lost and has memory lost, amnesia and all that. So she, you know, meets up with Serval and Carico because they're around. And they just go on adventures and try to find something, you know, that resembles her house. And, like, oh, she's a human. But by the way, during this entire time, Serval is, like, she faintly remembers Kaban, and she, like,
wait,
doesn't
what
actually
the fuck happens?
it's, like, implied some sort of, like, she died.
Didn't, like, season 2 happen with, like, a boat or some shit? Like, they went off in a season 1, they went off in a boat or some fuck? I don't fuck know.
Yeah, yeah. Remember. Something like that happened. I don't.
And I played the song, and it's like. It's not the Kimono Friends song.
Kimono Friends. Kimochi. Kimono Friends.
You and me.
That's the song I remember.
That's Kimono Friends, dude.
Yeah, so, no, but this, the series. So Serval lost her memory. I guess she died. Something happened. They don't really explain it too well, but, like, Kaban comes back, like, out of fucking nowhere in, like, the middle of the show, and she's just like, yo, bitch, get in my ride. We getting the fuck out of here. And now, apparently, like, she has a laboratory.
Dude.
And the two owls from the first season helpers now.
Hold up. Is fucking Kaban running what's called fucking Cash Cab, that one TV show? That'd be fucking rad, dude.
I don't know what you're talking about, but that sounds funny.
It's like you get
in
the cab.
Is that like cars for years or something?
I don't fucking remember. It's like you get in like a
taxi. Oh, that fucking guy.
Yeah, man, that's Kaban, dude.
What? Why would she be running that?
I don't know. I mean, she just picks her up in a car, nigga. What do you want?
No, she doesn't. There's no car. I mean, well, it's the same fucking car from, you know, from the last.
Yeah, it's
from the first
cash
season.
Cab.
All right, I don't.
This
okay.
is a bad bit.
Did you just watch? Did you just watch that show recently and just like
no,
just remembered it?
No, dude.
I've
never fucking watched Cash Cab. I'm not retarded.
I have.
They have 13 fucking seasons.
Okay, back on topic.
Back on topic.
yeah. So
13.
Kaban comes out of nowhere and they do this whole bit where she looks at Serval and she's like, don't you remember me? Like, she doesn't say it, but, you know, she does that whole fucking bit. And then Serval's just like, who the fuck are you? And it's just like Like, you can feel this sort of like, I don't know what you could call, like a theme in the show, where it's like the creator of it is just shitting on everything that like made it good in the first place, like out of spite. Like, he's just like, he's taking these characters, he's making them retarded or shitty or annoying, or just like, or he just, I don't know, like every animal friend that they have come across is just really gay. They're not really funny. They're not cute. A few of them are kind of like, you know, likable, but it's just, it's a fucking travesty. What are you talking about?
Yeah, you know when Corbo's not saying cute like a pedophile, then you know it's not good. God.
Shut the fuck up.
I'm sorry.
Fucking nigger.
Cute.
Yeah, it's just it's really disappointing. And the last episode was one of the most disappointing fucking things I've ever watched. Mm-hmm. Like it was they do the bit again with Kaban. They like, "Oh, Serval, don't you remember me? Like, we used to be friends and like we used to have adventures." And then Serval just shits on her and just like, "What the fuck are you talking about, bitch? Like, fucking crazy." Yeah. And he just fucking, you know, facepalm entire ending.
Yeah.
Yep. It's pretty much
pretty
a complete
gay. I'm definitely not gonna watch it.
Yeah, no, there's no reason to. You have to remember too, like, all right, so this is the first time I'll ever say this, but this is the kind of show that if you are gonna watch, just watch it on times like 5 speed or some shit.
Yeah.
Like, I know fucking Nate does that shit. He fucking watches on like 2 times speed.
Who?
Nate Plastic, you know, on the.
Oh, yeah. Well, yeah. I've watched some stuff on like 1.5 speed at some points.
Dude, 1.5 theater is probably the best change they've ever made to the YouTube interface ever.
I mean, like, if it's like a really, like, if you're watching a show for like,
well, like, you know, like if the show's very long and tedious and like stretched out and kind of boring,
I like it.
That's my segue into the next show.
I like to use the 1.5 feature for, you know, when I want to watch like a review of a product or something, or
go to the show. Segue. We don't have a bumper.
Fuck you.
That's right.
Eat dicks. Fuck you, editor. I'm the editor.
Yeah, you are the editor. You have to deal with this.
Kill myself.
Oh. No, don't do that. So, yeah, okay, so anyway, this is... Okay, Kimurakusa. So this is basically one of Tatsuki's love childs.
He's been working on it for a while.
He pretty much constantly took, like, the themes and, like, you know, plot points, and there's just a lot of similarities you can kind of see when you come to, like, KF1 and this show.
Yeah, they're kind of, like...
How the characters act, like there's that
I think that this is a little more like a, it's definitely a little more mature. I think Kimono Friends is definitely like a.
I mean,
I know you get pissed off when I call it a kids show, so I'll just say it's like kind of like family friendly kind of thing. Okay, good. So you're not going to get pissed off when I call Kimono Friends a kids show.
It's very lighthearted.
Yeah,
what I'd rather call it.
I just found
it's definitely less lighthearted than Kimono Friends.
Hot take on Black Hole Chan.
Oh my Jesus.
If you look at the photo, it's just some dude put a flashlight on his ball sack and said, "Look."
I mean, you're not wrong. It's fucking woke. Why doesn't Black Hole Chan have a fucking dick? What the hell?
Bro, I'm about to do that. I'm gonna put it on fucking Twitter and like at NASA or whatever and say like I got pictures of this galaxy a billion trillion miles away. It has 400 gazillion jillion stars in it. And
it's just your nutsack.
I fucking love science. And it's just a flashlight stuck over your nuts, and you take a picture of it and jack up the exposure.
Fuck. I'll have to say, dude, I kind of agree with, like, Sid and Keg when it comes to this. Like, I don't
They honestly have the best take on it. It's just, like, play the Pokemon theme song over a slideshow of, like, I fucking love science posts and tell me that it's not the same thing.
Oh, man, Garden made a great video about that. I'll send it after the show, but, yeah. It's...
We killed God and replaced him with this, and it's just so fucking lame.
Yeah.
Yeah, that sounds about right.
Oh. What were you talking about?
We're talking about Kamirakusa, dude.
Oh, yeah, right.
Yeah. Yeah. What is that? We should have a counter every time. Like, that was the fifth time.
We went off topic.
Yeah, so, This is Toxicky's love child. He really put a lot of heart into the show. Apparently, for the last couple episodes, he's basically working overnight for, like, on the weekends. I don't think it really shows, to be honest, because the animation, like...
The animation is fucking awful, okay? Like, it's not even like I'm upset that it's 3D animation. Like, okay, I can accept that they're gonna do 3D animation. If you're gonna do 3D animation, do it well. I thought I was watching the fucking Donkey Kong cartoon. That shitty...
Yeah, as much as I like this series, I can't, like, just, you know... Fly
I'm putting a fucking picture of Donkey Kong from that cartoon. And
oh my god!
You.
Please don't.
I'm gonna do it.
Take off Rin's hair. You know how it, like, points up in the back of your head. You just put that on Donkey Kong.
Put that on Donkey Kong. It's gonna happen. Fuck you. Fuck you. I hate you.
There is a rendition of fan art where Rin is a gorilla. So
we'll send that.
Dude, if I can find it again, I will. Yeah, but you know, the animation is it's pretty bad. I'll give KF2 this. Their frame rate is slightly higher.
Yeah,
it doesn't. That's about it though, because, like, this is the thing, is where Kamirakusa kind of, like, strikes back, and it actually has becomes more enjoyable. Is that there's a lot of nuance to the animation itself. Like, there's just moments where there's, you know, cute characters doing cute things.
I'm sorry. It's so ugly.
No, I don't really agree. I don't think it's really ugly. I just think it's fucking garbage.
I'm sorry. But
the last episode is where it really hits hard.
It hits the feels at the end. I'm not gonna say it does.
No, the feels hit, but the animation for the boss fight is fucking, it's lame.
It's so bad.
I really do hope that this is my only thing, is that I see this as just a stepping stool, because at this point I see Totsuki as, like, a sort of prodigy in the making. He's gonna become like an Anno. Hideaki Anno, essentially. And I mean, he has a lot of support behind him. He has a lot of fans. And, like, you know, I really do fucking hope that he, like, gets a bigger budget for his next shows, because it's very abysmal. I mean, it only makes sense, like, with this show. He's you know, he's coming off of some fame, but people still think it's a fluke, so it's not like people really support him that much. And he completely, like I said, like, the Japanese Amazon, like, he was at the number one charts for his show, like, constantly throughout the entire season. Like, people were buying the Blu-ray for his show.
Yeah, well.
So they really they either really hate Kadokawa, or they just really like his show. And I think it's kind of a little of both.
I think it's both. Like, the show, like, I have a bunch of issues with it, which we'll get into. Other than,
I mean, I just don't. Like, I also just don't think it's really for you anyway.
Well, that's fine, but, like, it's just not like you can tell that it's something someone, like, gave a shit about.
Oh yeah, he put a lot of work into
it. It's not like every other fucking cute girl's doing cute things. And I like that shit. I'm not gonna say I don't. But it's like everything is that now, because that's what sells the figures. And
they actually did sell a lot of figures.
What makes the money? they have Kimura Kusa?
Yeah, dude.
Okay.
Of course, the lolis sold the most.
Of course, the worst characters.
Nah, dude, she was cute. She was alright. She wasn't the best, honestly. I think the cat mom was the best.
The best girl had like no screen time. It sucked.
Oh, the one with the fucking shark teeth?
Yeah, the jacket girl. She's super cute.
How did I fucking know that you would like her? Is she because she's a tomboy?
No.
We should probably explain what the fuck
What's this show about, Corvo? All
right, so you know, give me a moment here. Let me compose myself. So
one. The show,
fuck you. So this show is let's just say this. It's in an alternate universe or some future or some sort of you know, apocalypse of sorts where. Basically, these girls that are made out of leaves, and not literally, like they're made out of some sort of magical leaf technology. Leaf. Yeah, I mean they're not really Canadian, but yeah,
it's a bit.
I know, but they're like made from a leaf, and they have like some power regarding to it. Like it's basically like the entire world is like overrun by these like red bugs. Of sorts that came from like this this red tree of sorts. Like there's a lot of like plant metaphors for just about everything that they name in the show, and basically like it's like plant technology. It's very strange. Like the trees have like some sort of like nano machines or some shit that like cure diseases and like repair boats. And like do all this other crazy shit, and and basically the girls are made from this stuff, and they're just, you know, they're trying to survive. It's actually a very bleak show. Like they don't even have a specific goal besides get water.
Like that's kind of one of the issues I had with it. That like, you know, you kind of don't know what's going on until the end.
Well, yeah, I mean, that's the point. It's supposed to be a mystery for the most part.
I guess.
And I get you don't really.
I need to know a little more to be invested in the mystery personally, but I get it.
I mean, the whole point is that you're supposed to look at all this, you know, kind of weird stuff and be like, okay, you know, there's obviously rhyme and reason for it all. So what the hell does it like? Dude,
this
do?
Is like
what's going on?
Is this like a movie? And even a long movie, like 2.5 hours, it would have been a lot better.
It could, honestly, this could easily be adapted into a movie. You take out certain parts of it.
Have like really good animation, like fucking, like so many of the shows we've covered, like, are like this, but, are a lot shittier than this, but have great animation, like, I wish that
they have a shitty story and the characters
like,
are gay.
What was that one show with the rat people? That show fucking sucked.
Oh god, the one that we argued and yelled at each other for like 20 minutes.
Yeah, fuck that show.
I kind of wish we could do that again. Something that we can get that heated of a debate over. You know what's funny? I actually had I actually went into a discussion on A in some thread about that show. About that specific character too, the fucking
the
Rat King dude.
Yeah,
what was that called?
Sucks. Awful. I don't even remember the name, but I hate it. Fuck
it's something,
that show. I don't want to know the name.
I'm trying to let the audience know so they can understand what the fuck we're talking
fuck
about.
Fuck you.
Okay. I'm sorry. So yeah, Kimura Kusa. It's a very bleak show for most of it. It's kind of sad, like because like, and the thing is, I like is that like it's kind of my style of show, so this is why I probably like it so much.
Well, it's because you're Russian.
It's like
kill yourself.
But listen, it's like, you know, when the cat mom is literally like, if we die, we die. It's fine. Everything's fine. We're fine. I don't know. That was a scene that was very relatable to me. Especially. So it's kind of one of those shows, and at the end they pretty much answer They answer everything you need to know about the mystery behind it. I'm not going to spoil it because I think you should actually watch it.
Remind me never to have a loaded gun anywhere near you. Jesus fucking Christ, Corbo. Oh my god.
What are you getting so baffled about?
Oh, I love you, Corbo.
Frank, tell me what's going on here, big guy.
I'll just post an image. And this is pretty cursed.
As usual, that nobody
it's pretty can... cursed.
Oh no!
Oh, no. All right, let's see. Doc McScuffle's baby drinking piss in the bathroom.
What the fuck?
Oh,
this is. Oh. You ever get those weird ass YouTube recommendations? They're like,
oh shit! This fucking brings me up to one of the things like I love about the show.
Yeah, they're the creepy ass like channels on YouTube to do like why this baby Kinder Egg surprise with double pregnant Elsa. It's like
yeah, but this one is about someone pissing in behind a wall into a tube, and in the other hand is like
a faucet.
Is like a faucet that gets the piss and the person.
It's the same video. It's the same video reported to like 500 accounts with a different thing, and it's like targeted for like 5-year-olds to click on it.
Dude, it's Finger Family again. That's what it is.
What the fuck?
That's what it is.
Dude, it's
yeah, this is some weird ass psyop. Like, I don't know what the fuck.
Dude, this is really disgusting.
Anyway, piss drinking.
No.
They got me on my biggest fucking
I mean like outside of this context.
Shut up. Here's the thing. These girls, right? They drink a shit ton of water. You know what that means?
Right.
You know what that means? That's a lot of piss. That's and right. I like that. I'm that's happy.
Right. Water sports.
God damn water sports.
That's
I'm,
right.
I'm afraid to tell you, but trees don't pee.
Fuck you. You fucking asshole. What the fuck?
Plants don't pee, Tone.
Fucking that kill means yourself.
No, that means no dryad GF.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
You're
well, I mean, you can, but she's not gonna pee.
Oh god, YouTube recommendations. How End of Evangelion altered anime eternally. Oh no. I want to hear what Digibro has to say about something. Kamir Kusa, now that Corbo's muted, I'm gonna talk about it. The main issue I had with this show is it's incredibly slow.
Oh, fuck!
Yeah. Ew. Frig, stop. I'm not looking at this chat. So, the main issue is that I wouldn't, like, not... It's not bad, but it's kind of hard to recommend because it's so slow. And the animation is so bad. I know some people say, like, oh, it's fine if it has bad animation, if as long as the story is good. But to be honest, like, no. It's a visual medium, right? Like, you can't fucking, like, have bad visuals in, like, a visual thing. You know what I mean?
This show, I'll give you this. This show can be tedious to get through. I'll admit that.
Yeah,
it's and like, I think it's worth it. But the
I would say if you're interested, yeah. But like, I don't know. What do you think? Like, I think that it is important to have like.
No, it is.
Like I mean, like that's why you fucking watch anime. You might as well just be reading a fucking book at that point or listening to like something.
Listen, you're just gay, dude.
Yeah, that's it.
You're not trying to make some weird-ass pro-dub argument, are you?
No, I'm not making a pro-dub argument. Well, I'm saying that visuals are important.
Yeah, dubs aren't really visual aspect. They're audio aspect.
We have a friend, not to name, but he claims that he listens to anime while at the gym. And I really question, you know, this audiobook type of experience with any modern anime and like
how the fuck do
your opinion
why?
Matters.
But why would you do that? Is my question.
I don't know.
It's like do you just like listening to the Japanese women's?
Well, no, that's the thing. He listens to the dub of it.
Oh, ew.
Like, it's an audio book.
Ew. And
this is his reason why dubs are better than subs, because he can't listen to the sub.
I was about to ask, does he listen? Book. I was about to ask if he listened to the...
No, that would be far more principled. No, that would be far more principled if he listened to the raw.
No, well, yeah, because... No, I was going to say, what, does he like, not listen to soft, lowly breathing while in the gym?
Exactly. See, he would counter-signal that at the same time.
Yeah, this is a very unprincipled man.
Very degenerate.
I don't know who the fuck...
Yeah, I actually don't know who we're talking about either.
Insomnit.
Oh, good.
Shh, beep, dogs. Beep. Tone, beep that out for us.
Yeah.
Yeah, so...
amplify it.
Yeah, amplify it to where nobody can hear it.
Like where it peaks out the whole time.
Yeah, so... fuck, what else is there to really say about Kamiri Kusa? I remember what I wanted to say. The only thing is, Tone, is that I would say that a lot of the entertainment I got from the episodes was, you know, watching the episode, getting the plot, and then discussing about it on A-Threads, while also getting fan art. Because, like, that basically is a constant thing that you, that happens. Like, and it's probably why people enjoyed it so much, too, because the fan art was top tier. You know, the people who liked it were top tier. You know, there's a bunch of fan theories going around. There's a bunch of like macro images. And
I'm not really.
I know you're not really a forum poster.
I'm not a big forum guy. I'm not a big 4chan guy. Some people might give me shit.
You barely go discuss on any forums ever. I don't get you, Tone. You want to do an anime podcast, but you don't even actually like discussing anime online.
I love it. I'm having a good old time.
Right.
What do you think of the ending?
I guess we could put like a
spoilers from here on out. Let's do a more like kind of in-depth discussion of the plot now.
Because, yeah. Like, so
watch it if you want to. We're gonna fucking
tell them to skip to a certain time because I still want to do art communism.
Oh, yeah, fair enough. All right, skip to, like, whatever the fuck. Fuck you, kill yourself.
Edit it in, nigger.
I'll do it.
Okay, so, basically what happens is that instead of an actual apocalypse, they're actually in a giant museum. Mm-hmm. Ta-da!
Wait, a museum?
Well, technically, I guess we could call it a museum. It's basically like a bunch of aliens are, like, cloning human culture. And then putting it into a giant ship that's like right above the Earth.
I don't remember this being said. All I remember
that's basically remember episode 10. That's pretty much where they explained where Wakaba came from.
Well, I thought he
was an alien technician.
Was he an alien? Did it say that?
I mean, they basically were saying like Earth culture. Well, they're saying Earth culture, so they're not like saying some other civilization.
I don't know. See, my take on it was just that, like, kind of just, like, Earth's kind of going to shit, so they're building, like, a new kind of...
Oh, no, it's already dead. Over it.
Okay, what did they crash into at the end? Kimono Friends? Do they crash into Party Park at the end?
This is the real deal, that's the real ending for season 2 of Kimono Friends. Is that, it's actually a crossover.
The fucking top 10 anime crossover spaceship or whatever crashes over the fucking cast into the Kimono Friends 2.
Serval dies, but then her reincarnation actually remembers Kaban, and then we can actually go on our adventures again.
Oh,
like we were supposed to. Yeah, but, no, yeah, so
the
it's.
Ending was like pretty sad. Like, well, it wasn't sad at the end, but like, episode 11. It's like, yeah, it's that little girl.
Yeah, no, so...
Like, I'm gonna kill myself to save this. Oh, shit, wait, I don't want to do this. Fuck.
And yeah, she kind of, like, backs out at the last minute, but...
Unlike Corbo. Into, like,
well... technically, I have.
Oh, god damn, that don't sad pose.
Yeah, but, so...
You can play it that game, so fuck off.
So there were like originally there were like 6 Leafs, and
really
there were three of them died, if you remember.
Oh right, I thought you were talking about like
it's actually supposed to be a It's actually supposedly a seventh, but I don't really know where most of the conspiracy theorists like get that from. So I'm just going to say six. There's originally six, you know, redheaded chicks, and three of them died throughout the series, but before the actual show starts. And the other ones we meet are, you know, the other three, with one of them that can, you know, split themselves apart several times. So, yeah. You know, overall, like, basically what happened was, you know, aliens came down in a giant ship. You know, there's, like, leftover Earth culture, whatever, that was still lingering around. And they had technology to be able to just clone it and copy it and then put it into a giant sort of, like, habitat space to preserve it. And,
But, like, you know, our main dude isn't an alien. He's a human.
Yeah, but he's, like, not from the planet. Like, that's what I mean by alien.
Oh, okay. So, like...
So yeah, like, so he's not from the planet, and one of the...
Mars gang?
Yeah. Yeah, I don't know. I don't know where they're from. It could be that season two is, like, well, I'll explain that later. So, he essentially accidentally clones a human from the past. Mm-hmm. They kind of imply that the people there are still alive, but I don't think so.
Yeah.
Because, like, you know, they
I mean,
really...
he's talking to a little girl. It's like, oh, no, everything's fine. It's fine. Fuck you.
Yeah, your parents are probably
Bitch,
still alive.
You fucking fucked it all up. Fucking whore. Kill yourself.
So, like, he accidentally makes a clone.
And then she dies.
Okay. Tone, slow down. Fuck sakes, dude. So this, you know, this girl basically comes out of the goo, the water,
ew,
as a clone because of one of the leaves that he used, the green one, can like clone people or whatever from like a small bit of their DNA. So I don't know, maybe some bone dust or some shit from her was like left around. They took that. Basically, she comes back to life. She's like a, I don't know, like a soft genius, I guess. Where she like can just mix around all these leaves and do crazy shit with them, even though like even the Wakaba doesn't really understand it. She accidentally makes
leaves,
a.
We don't even know what they are.
Yeah, we don't even know what they are. We don't even know where they come from. So she accidentally makes a one that's really evil, and by accident she was trying to make one that makes Wakaba's job easier, and then what do you call it? Yeah, it basically makes an apocalypse happen inside the museum. And Wakaba sacrifices himself, dies, and essentially she goes back and decides, like, okay, maybe I can use these leaves to split myself into six people and, you know, actually get shit done.
Yeah.
But the six people she split into didn't actually remember what the whole plan was, so they just kind of, you know, fucking jerked around for, like, I don't know, probably months or something, while these giant red robots or whatever attacked them and killed them.
Yeah, the thing I'm wondering is, like, how the fuck is he, like, alive?
Well, he's alive because he got cloned, too.
Oh, he did? Okay.
Yeah, that's what the whole episode one was about, was basically, like, you know, they used the green leaf and accidentally cloned a piece of his DNA, which... Mm. Was I guess it happened to be around somewhere. It was actually pretty cool. A lot of people first thought that the show was an isekai when they like when they first saw the first episode because of how, you know, how much amnesia and like retardation the main character had.
I mean,
Wakaba.
Yeah, I don't know.
And I understand that. I actually really
he was so gay.
He was annoying. Yeah, he was really annoying in the first few episodes.
Yeah.
But no, his curiosity finally settled, and he wasn't, like, asking a million questions. So, you know, then he actually became, like, really... He actually became a really good character later on.
Yeah,
so... At the end, they fight the big red tree boss and get the fuck out of the ship. And now they're on Earth. And now they're probably going to multiply.
Now they're in Jabari.
They're gonna do some belly bumps.
Yeah, they're in Jabari Park now. They're gonna
show the Komodo friends how to do belly bumps.
They're gonna lock the new fucking Komodo friends in a locker. It's gonna be great.
And they're gonna shove the nerds in the locker, dude.
Yeah, shove all the nerd Komodos in the locker.
Yeah, I mean
we're
that's
looking
that's
at
a,
you.
That's a spoiler and
whatever.
Honestly, I think it's a pretty unique, like, you know, setting. I've never heard of something like that really done before.
I think that it would definitely work best as like a either like an OVA or like a movie, like a series of OVAs. Like, I think that 12 episodes is a little too long for the story. I think it does drag at times, but overall it's not bad. But I don't really see it as like getting as big as Kimono Friends was. But that's just me personally. I could be wrong.
Hey, what's that one sci-fi book, like Ramna or some shit? It's about a giant ship that's like a museum.
Rama, yeah.
Yeah, that's what I'm reminded of when I think
of
it.
Oh, I have like Rama on FGO. God, it's pretty good.
That's a person?
Yes.
Yeah, it's a
thing. Yeah,
it's kind of like the FGO thing is similar to Rule 34. It's like if you just pick any sequence of between 5 to 7 letters, there's a good chance that that's a character on FGO.
Wait, is Rama supposed to be like a Hindu god?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Funny yeah, that makes sense. He's like the way the ship is called that, too.
Yeah, funny thing he's about like Rama. Something Gilgamesh. I think.
So now that you brought up Rama, movie Autism Time.
Jesus.
You
have a show for this, nigger.
You actually see the Rama ship in one of the Star Trek movies. They made the prop for a Rama movie, but they never used it. Because they never made a Rama movie. So you just see the Rama ship in, I think it's Star Trek 4.
I don't get this. Why is Rama in FGO like redheaded? Like golden claw thing.
You know, yeah. I think
makes
thinking,
a Japanese
you're
man
thinking
get an erection.
Is this a guy
into it? Yeah, that's a guy.
That's a fucking dude. Come on, they couldn't even make it
here's
a girl.
Here's the female version. Well, because Rama canonically had a wife, so they just made her a character as well.
Oh, okay.
So that's the only case. FGO will maintain its historical accuracy.
He's very girly. Yeah. I'll have to say.
Yeah, Sita.
Oh, does he have an Emoto?
No, that's his wife. Well, I don't know.
She kind of looks Emoto tier.
She does look Emoto tier, but that is his wife.
Shit. What are we doing?
The combination of, redhead twin tails. That's obviously a good start, but then also messy hair. That's like plus 15 Emoto.
Alright, do your fucking communism bit, you fucking piece of shit.
Well, we're not. Are we really done with, are we done talking about,
Kimura Kusa? I don't know, we were talking
about. By the way,
fucking...
the OP is fucking Kino.
Dude, I hate the music in this show. It's what? So bad. It's awful. It's
the like, opening is great, dude. What the fuck are
you
talking
the opening
about?
Sucks. It's like edgy, like gay shit. I hate it.
It's edgy, I'll agree with you with that, but it's not gay. It's not gay at all.
Dude, it's like super gay.
Come on, dude.
Bro, no.
It's like really typical Japanese like rock music.
Yeah, not really.
Yeah, it is.
Like, I don't hate Japanese rock music.
I don't see any problem with it. It's a good, I mean the soundtrack is pretty good.
The soundtrack, I'm okay.
I mean it's good for what it's supposed to do.
The ambient soundtrack is good. The fighting music is shit. It's just like really generic like techno music.
Yeah, it kind of reminds me what they did in KF1 with the fucking
yeah, that was
dubstep
weird.
Music.
I mean, it kind of fits better than that, but like it's like yeah, it's like
you could tell Tatsuki was taking some like personal, you know, like oh yes, this is very good. I rock this dubstep.
20.
But yeah, no. I think it was a very good song. I favorited the song and started singing it to myself.
Sing the song.
I'm not gonna do that.
Do it.
I'm not
communist.
Shut the fuck up, nigger. Alright, so
art communism.
You know, this would have done a lot better if this was on the fucking what
TBH Corbo, I'm just gonna just steamroll your bit here. Like art communism has been superseded by Yang Bucks. That's the new policy. See, it's well, a catch-all. See, the reason Yang Bucks anyway. Is better is it's a catch-all. You know, you don't have to be a gay artist to get the bucks. Like, everybody gets the Yang Bucks, so it's objectively 100 times better than the art.
Fucking Shayla's move to America. We can
exactly.
have Yang Bucks
we'll give you the Yang
I can
Bucks.
Fuck you.
It's worth it.
And you could... Tony, you need to start getting more Italian and more fit for that to happen.
I know, right?
I'm actually pretty sure Japanese women love
it. I want to read something out from my Chinese buddy on Twitter, Wei Han Zhang, says,
see,
my friend or necessitate fine girlfriend or same species genetic combinate.
Are you, wait,
he's
whatever,
my favorite Chinese account.
See, the real...
He's the best Twitter
He's like a Chinese
he's obviously
like,
a fake account, but it's so fucking funny.
Oh, yeah, no, it's fake yourself. But he's supposed to be like a Chinese nationalist that like doesn't really know English, but he's on Twitter
a
lot.
See, the best part
The best part he says based in red-pilled stuff.
The best part is that I know a Chinese guy that is actually like that.
Well, like I said, it's not an unbelievable account.
Oh, yeah.
It's really
it's
funny how
great.
Terrible the account is.
He's like a Chinese American, and his family are like the whitest fucking family ever. It's so fucking funny.
Dude, I mean, TBH, like, you know, it's one of those things that, like, it's funny, but it's like, I almost respect it. It's like, you know.
It's great.
I think his account's fake because it's fucking over the top.
Dude, I want to believe. So shut the fuck up, Frank. No, but Tone, like I was saying earlier, like with Italians, like you know, the racism actually came from against Italian was because they were just jealous, dude.
Yeah,
they're just jealous of Italians.
Everyone's jealous.
Oh god, is Powder Guy gonna come in here?
No.
I'm gonna ask him to.
So tell me about
okay, art thing. Okay. Art communism, art socialism, art memism.
Yeah,
right, so this idea kind of came from because I was watching Hazeki no Kuni and I thought to myself, none of them have vaginas.
Fucking conversation.
Listen, I thought to myself like none of them have vaginas because they're rocks.
Better drill.
Yeah. Well, yeah, dude. Well, just make your dick into a drill. That's the best way to do it. No, but seriously, I was watching that show, and I don't know. I had a lot of disappointment with the ending of it, and I just thought to myself, like, yeah, you know what? Like, this kind of just sucks. Like, I honestly wish it was an actual animation, not 3D CGI. Even though the 3D CG was actually fairly like one of the best shows. Done in that format, but ultimately, you know, it wasn't that amazing, and I thought the animation part would have been better. And not only that, but like season two was probably going to be never going to happen, just because it's just a very, like the last bit of it is very long, and they kind of fucked it up with the ending, and it's just one of those things that you know because like. My whole issue is because of corporate entities, you know, because of like, it doesn't matter how popular a show is, if there's just not enough clout and like, you know, going a certain way or in a certain favor, like you can never get a show. I mean, it's the same thing with Tatsuki. Like, you know, he basically made a series into a cash grab into a show that was, you know, had merit. That people really liked and wanted to buy, but you know they don't really care. Like even if there's
pick drawing some really like degenerate stuff.
What now?
The Rock Girl author.
Oh my god! Don't fucking! I don't want to get into this conversation with Insomniac's retarded bullshit. He's talking about some fucking faggot on Tumblr. That went on a rant for like two pages about how like this fucking scenes in like her earlier works were like I don't know constituting of like pedophilia or like love of torture or some other bullshit like this, and it's literally like I'm looking at this image and I'm gonna pull something out of my ass to explain why it's like evil and bad.
Oh, Like art communism?
Sure.
Go ahead.
Yeah, sorry. So yeah, no, my whole thing was this is that you see this in a lot of industries where you have a medium of any sorts, music, film, TV shows, anime, it's just about any medium is like turned into we know why this happens. Like it turns into just a corporate industrial business that, you know, has, you know, tons of corrupt, you know, members in it that basically sell out entire series and shit out sequels and do remakes and just like completely destroy like an IP of any sorts just because we could make money off of it.
That My Sister, My Rider show was completely ruined because of whatever greedy ass studio. Basically what they did was they were contracted to animate it and they kept like 95% of the money and outsourced the production of the entire anime and made it shit.
Yep. Not the best example.
I'm just saying it could have been a masterpiece, but
I don't believe you.
Quotable or somebody to do it.
Yeah, get it. Well, yeah. Well, UFO Table is doing a new anime this season.
Did you call them UFO Table?
That's what their name is.
UFO Table.
God,
if you're
gonna
do that, you might as well do that. You might as well say UFO Table.
Well, yeah, they're UFO Table.
At least that was a bit like Corvus is retarded.
No, dude, that's what their name is. It's UFO Table. What do you call them? How do you pronounce them?
UFOTable.
UFOTable.
Yeah.
UFO Table. What's wrong with UFO Table?
UFOTable. It's like U photo. Like U.
Okay, but this is a Japanese.
And then, like B L E is like
photo emoto.
Exactly. Oh, right. It's like you know, if you watch like Unlimited Blade Works, I'm pretty sure it says the fucking name of the studio at the beginning of it.
Really bad version, right?
Do what? No, I Unlimited Blade Works had a shitty movie made by Dean.
Oh,
but the actual series, Dean is the one that made the shitty ones.
I gotta
I mean, Joe counter signals me on this one.
I don't know about that one, but
I gotta say
the anime,
the anime is good.
The movies suck though.
All I know is that the original version of Ilya getting killed is fucking hilarious because he rips her heart out. It's like,
well, he actually does that, but just like it's so absurd and over the top.
It's so fucking funny.
I mean, it's like he rips her heart out.
I know, right?
It's like 20 gallons of blood just like covers the whole fucking room.
I love it. It's so
like,
fucking
it's
funny.
Stupid as hell. And oh, the actual
one, little
girls
have a lot of blood in them, dude.
I mean, in the photable one, he rips her heart out, and like a realistic amount of blood comes out.
Yeah, but it's gay.
Listen, Dean has the creative freedom to do what they want.
Like,
okay,
it looks like Gil was trying to like not get himself dirty unnecessarily.
Yeah, amazing.
Man, that's gay.
Back to my point, though. Yeah. So you'll have like it's inevitable, basically, in you know any sort of economic country or system that, you know, a medium like that, an entertainment medium, is going to end up industrialized and, you know, basically fucked over. I mean, you have, you know, systems right now like Patreon, which the system itself I advocate. I hate Patreon itself because I think it's really gay. And I think a lot of the creators on it are kind of faggots. But but the entire idea behind it is wonderful. Like this idea of funding the creator itself or a specific team rather than a producer or a sort of upper management person. It's the best deal. Like it's this like this idea of not having like these people that fund this sort of thing. And listen, I understand. Like there's a lot of benefits to having benefactors, like these people that throw money at something and, you know, get a share of the profits and all that, because you can end up having like really good stuff come out of it. But like the way I see it is like it's just not worth it.
Yeah.
Like there's too much shit for, you know, every gem that's, like, you know, covered in and around the shit.
Yeah.
And it's just a shame. I'd rather, like, and the thing is, too, is that as this stuff industrializes, the demand for, like, creation of it is like, increased, like, tenfold. And sooner or later, like, it's just gonna be shit. Like, the, you know, it's gonna be, like, every, there's gonna be so much trash in the way that, I think, I don't know what best way to, like, kind of make a metaphor of this.
Well, it's like, most of the shows that come out now look like fucking trash.
Yeah, I mean,
like,
in Japan...
Let me look this up. Like, what's coming out this fucking season?
In Japan, I'll give you this. It doesn't have that big of a problem as I'm making out, though well, the signs are there. The signs are there that it is a problem. And yeah, the way I see it is that it is. And my sort of solution...
You kind of already see it with... You know, while generally the market forces work pretty good for preventing trash from coming out in Japan, just because of how closely their market is tied directly to, like, profit incentives for writers and whatnot. But in America, there's really no connection between the writers of the animes and, like,
I take it all back. They're doing new Cinderella Girls. Genkiju. KO Cinderella Theater fourth season, you guys.
What is this Love Live School Idol Festival? Live.
That's live. Our outro. Fuck you.
Live. Yeah, they're doing live performances.
Which is they're alive.
Yeah, Knuckles Echidna is Mackie, whatever the fuck.
Tone, when are you going to make the fucking parody?
Of what?
Remember we were talking about
that? I'll do it.
Do you wanna announce it, like a little tease?
Oh, of Idolmaster?
Yeah, dude.
Yeah, we're working on it.
What are you working on, Tone?
Oh, Idolmaster dub. It's gonna happen. This is one of the reasons we started doing every other week. Also, we have shit to do. Yeah.
Very busy man, very busy.
Very busy. I'm not in neat at the moment, so you know.
Yeah, whatever. I'd say technically like you're not.
More like a net.
Not an employment or training. Man. Yeah, but actually dude, that's actually a good metaphor right there. I'm not a neat, I'm just trapped in a net.
I want to kill myself. Well, I was just
going to say, like, not a neat, because, like, I am in education, so you can just take that E off. Otherwise, yes.
Yeah,
that's why you're trapped in a net. You know, yeah, you're just in education, which means you're fucking poor.
Yeah.
Either way, it doesn't matter. I only
for, like, a couple months, but yeah.
Yeah, anyway. So, the whole, you know, conclusion that to come to it shortly is that, you know, we need specific methods and laws to stop this shit. And I'm not trying to attack a libertarian when they're like, oh, well, you know, you don't want to just control the market more and, like, you know,
well, if that leads to shitty animes, then fuck them.
Yeah, exactly. I don't give a shit when it comes to entertainment. Like, other businesses, sure. Like, I completely agree, but entertainment is just, like, a completely different vehicle of itself. Like, you know, you can't make broad strokes of shit sometimes. Like, you have to have specific foundations for
Would you rather control the propaganda or let the market control the propaganda?
Exactly. And this thing is, like, Japan kind of does this. By
propaganda, I mean, you know.
The government literally does fund anime.
Fertility, cute girls doing cute things in anime.
Like, I'm not joking. The government of Japan does actually, like.
Oh yeah, no, and anime money. This is the best fucking series ever. Like, Japan's propaganda slice of life shows are, like, the best animes ever made.
Yeah. So, I mean, like, you know, I'm not going to go into, like, what are the specific functions you would need to, like, you know, accomplish this, you know, thing that I'm talking about. Like, you can get into the autistic, like, economic formats and rules, like, in another fucking time. But, like, you know, I think the discussion should generally be, like, okay, like, I don't want corporate Jews, like, in my media at all. in any way or format. Like,
agreed.
Like, or just restrict it to the point where it's
a good starting point would just be like, just like ban Crunchyroll.
Yeah,
we could start with that.
Or
Crunchyroll is really a problem, I think.
Who's that guy that's in Japan right now, like haggling PewDiePie? Them for open borders? Not PewDiePie.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
Wait, no, PewDiePie is back.
Is it Sheldon Adelson? Not Sheldon Adelson, it's some other one.
I thought
if PewDiePie doesn't have keys in the AI on Meme Review, I'm gonna be fucking mad.
I know you. I'm thinking that's the only reason he went to Japan. This is like a long, drawn out. Like, he's gonna take a 2-week vacation.
Well, he did,
and they're gonna do a
he
live.
Did a thing with Anime Man. I think
right
with anime.
I feel like they're gonna do a live.
Isn't that bad as far as
he's
like
not.
These fucking e-celeb anime people go? But he's still like not great.
Who are you talking about?
PewDiePie.
Wait, why is that bad that he
what
did
if PewDiePie starts being the anime review guy?
Dude.
That.
Dude.
We could have him on the week.
Gives up gaming.
Dude. PewDiePie,
gives
come on.
Up gaming and instead talks about, like.
PewDiePie hasn't done any game stream. Actually, I think he just did.
Yeah, he did. He did.
Kira
yeah, he
video.
Did.
All I ever watch is PewDiePie.
He didn't fuck the boy, though.
PewDiePie is pretty good. I'll give him that. I do like his TikTok, shows, too. He really is though just a react channel at this point.
PewDiePie, yeah. He's not going to be when he has keys in the AI on though. It's going to happen, you guys. All right.
Dude, so, he's going to shit. The thing is that Marcy is like pretty great.
Getting the axes back together, boys.
Well, yeah, here's the thing is that, you know, he could kind of opt out and be like, "Okay, Marzia is my 3D waifu."
Well, then
his new eye is my 2D waifu.
Dude, bro.
Dude, Corbo, you're not even getting this. Dude, he's getting the axis back together, fam.
Oh, shit. You're
he's
right.
He's the Nord, his wife is the Italian, and he's in Japan to meet up with Kizuna Ai.
Oh, my God! Ah!
Well, any closing thoughts?
Well, I don't know. I guess, can you really call a 2D girl a thought? I guess, like, there's 2D thoughts, like, they're usually whores.
I fucking hate you so much.
Sorry. I was too tempted to do that.
Yeah. All right, go.
There's a lot of discussion this episode.
Yeah.
That's a pretty good discussion.
Hopefully this makes up for me, like, literally just forgetting a week. I mean...
Nice.
You got the Berserk episode, so, you know, that makes up for it.
Yeah, that makes up. Well, don't worry. We'll, like, make a Frig
we'll do
premiere episode.
For real at some point.
Frigway premiere episode soon.
All right.
Yeah. Absolutely.
Corbo, your final thoughts for real? Come on.
I don't know. Seize the means of anime production.
Yeah. Frig?
Seize the means of reproduction.
Nice. Yeah, fucking subscribe to PewDiePie.
Baggy. And Kizuna Ai.
Dude, you should have the ending song.
You know, it means nothing if only PewDiePie beats T-Series and Kizuna Ai loses out to, you know, whatever 3DPD, you know, like
Kizuna AI has like 2 million subs, so it's not enough.
We gotta help her out.
Yeah.
We gotta help her out, bro.
We
gotta give her the full backing of the
cast. We can get Kizuna AI at least 15 million, right?
Right, yeah.
At the very least.
I think so.
Yeah.
That's the bare minimum.
Fucking contact us if you want.
We need the 1488 million subs.
The fucking,
exactly.
What's it called? Fucking emails and description on the site.
Yeah, if you want to send me, you know, money so I can buy Saint Clips.
Don't send,
like,
Frig money.
There's a nice banner coming up pretty soon. I really
want to
get Lilith.
We take Dojin recommendations.
We do.
Yeah, we take recommendations.
But,
don't say not safe for life, I ain't reading it.
Yeah, well, here's the thing is that we actually, any submission made, we'll actually put up on wholesomehentai.net. Or .com.
Someone stole the domain from us, dude.
We don't have it. Not .com. We could still get .com.
No, dude, it sucks.
The fuck? You die, you ass.
Dude. Oh, who the fuck did Wholesome Hentai? Hold on.
Which one of you fuckers stole wholesomehentai.net from us?
I bet Nat.
Wait, hold on a second. There's a Reddit for Wholesome Hentai. Oh no. Oh no. Wait, what the fuck?
Pornhub you fucking ass. Hentai.
Oh my god, did Reddit steal our domain?
This domain is registered at Namecheap. It's a fucking parking thing.
What?
What that means is you purchase a domain in anticipation of coming up with $1 million idea so you can try and extort me to get the domain.
Dude, they know it's $1 million idea. They're stealing our $1 million idea. Those fuckers.
I'm actually really fucking mad right now.
Dude, I'm shaking. Oh man. Alright, so yeah, send us mails if you want. Updates for things may be coming. And remember,
gay niggers.
Knuckles the Echidna is Maki Nishikino's persona. Red hair, purple eyes,
at the,
stubborn, tsundere, gullible, okay. And they also play the piano. Okay. Literally the same character.
So I'm looking at the subreddit and it's just all like hand holding.
We fucking ended it.
Listen, dude, we gotta insert the Wholesome Hentai.
And you need to take responsibility for this.
Wait a minute. Hold on a second. Absolutely no. Okay, no. This is gay. This is a gay subreddit. You can't even put SS on here. What the fuck is this bullshit?
That's not wholesome.
Yeah, where are the rules? No Loli or Shota. Alright, Miss Fritz, I'm out.
fucking
of course.
Hate you guys so much.
Twinkle Park. Welcome to your Coastal Japan Park.
Hello, welcome.
So, Frigg. Sorry, so Frigg, about FGO.
Yeah, what's up?
No, no. Fuck you. Well,
as you guys know.
No!
I don't just play it, you know, I live it, you know.
No! Dojins,
you live the gacha
when
game?
I go to look at Dojins.
I fucking hate
I look
you
up Dojins
so much.
For my gacha game. When I'm not playing my gacha game and I'm not reading Dojins, I'm reading the visual novel for the gacha game. It's really encompasses my whole life.
Yeah, I'm just glad you guys took it to private messaging now and you don't fucking shit up
right.
Anime Channel anymore.
Right. Mm. Implying shit up.
Yeah, I'd rather have that than what we have in there now.
I mean,
what's wrong with what we have in there now? Planet Chan? Yeah.
Well, we were
not that. I don't like you guys eating Earth Chan. She's a good girl.
Well, okay, we were discussing
anyway.
We were looting Black Hole Chan, excuse you.
Yeah, the thing is like Black Hole Chan really couldn't eat Earth Chan because like Black Hole Chan's only 60 kilometers wide.
Holy shit. Speaking of which,
well,
I
that's
found
just
some
her
more.
Hole. Her hole is 60 kilometers wide. Now,
anyway.
Earth Chan is 27,000.
We can't even do the opening without going off
I
topic.
I fucking hate this so much. See, look at this. She's about to eat the fucking Earth, dude.
Okay, hot.
Badass.
Dude, no.
Look where they point where the black hole is. Can we have this on the poster just in the background?
Yeah.
Thank you.